Welcome to GLHF. What are you sighing about already?
What? No, I didn't. I'm here. Start the pod. I'm present.
Welcome to GLHF, the world's first podcast in video games, back in the best video game of all time, unquestioningly, IMVU.
And why? Why is it the best video game of all time? Because it's all the video games of all time in one. It's like Roblox.
Yeah, you
Roblox
can be
this,
anywhere.
You're kind of covered. In fact, you should go from 0 to 13 playing Roblox, and then when you turn 14, you switch to this, and you're set.
Yeah, I mean, it says 18 plus adults only in the top of my
zero
screen.
0 to 18, you play Roblox, and then 18, you switch to this.
Yeah.
And then you're set.
So given the rules of the internet and the fact that everyone will lie about their age anyway, like, you will be playing it at 14, but, like,
yeah,
you're just not going to be honest about it.
No, definitely not. I will say I've never seen anything in this game that felt 18 plus. I assume it can happen.
Oh, it can certainly.
But I've never personally seen.
It can certainly happen. There's some bazongas like you wouldn't believe.
I guess you did. Maybe I have seen these. You're ringing a bell.
Yeah.
You're ringing a bell.
Okay. Yeah, the bazongas are ringing a bell.
You said bazongas, and I said, okay, wait, no, maybe. I think I know. I've seen some IMVU.
I just love that it's like
purchasable objects.
Yeah. It's such a time capsule because they haven't updated it in forever. We're having all these technical issues because somehow we managed to download different versions of the game.
Even though we both, from the same official website.
I don't know. They just hand them out randomly, I guess. But everything looks so just like
good.
Old.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just so cool.
Just really good and awesome. We're in space. I have 4 glowing blue martinis in front of me. I mean, what's better than this?
Yeah, one for each limb. So you can, you know, people talk about double fisting, but you're going to be quadding. That's what they call that. You need duct tape for the bottom, but it works.
Exactly. They look like they might actually taste good.
They could. The blue drinks often do. The color blue, when I say snow cone, what colors do you think a snow cone should be? What's like the natural colors of a snow cone?
Red and blue.
Okay, good. We're on the same page. Delicious colors in that context, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Are any more of them acceptable to you?
I think if it's going to be multicolored, it has to be red, blue, maybe white. But if it's another color, it should just be that single color. I don't think you should be mixing it up because then it's just going to melt together and it's going to be brown. It's not going to be good.
I'm not a big snow cone person, period, honestly.
I don't think I've had one in 20 years, so this is all, we're digging deep for these memories.
Anyway, Happy New Year. It's 2026.
Can you believe it? Are you thrilled that we're in 2026?
I am thrilled. I don't know about you, but I had a rager last night.
I may have. I wouldn't call it a rager, but I had a good time. What, did you have a good time?
Yeah, I watched a news broadcast from Seattle of, I guess they do fireworks at the Space Needle. And it was extremely foggy, so you actually couldn't see any of the fireworks. But they did ring in the new year with some music. Oh my god, I just got scared because behind me, I thought, oh my god, I thought this was a planet behind me, and it's a girl's lower face, nose and lips. You'll see it in the episode, but that just scared me.
Have you noticed that we're spinning? This whole space station is spinning slowly?
Oh.
If you like look out the window, you can see. Yeah, I was getting nervous because I thought my camera angle was changing.
Yeah,
and
sorry.
I was getting,
this environment is very distracting, guys.
It's extremely distracting. I wish we should, you know, at the end, not the end game, but another stage of this. It would be so fun to, I mean, this is just VR chat, I guess. But imagine if all the games we do these pods and we could actually sit in them and look at each other as the characters in the game. That'd be a lot of work, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would need a comfortable enough VR headset, but Valve hit us up about the new Steam headset.
Oh, yeah, they got, apparently that new one's pretty good, right? That they say it's like really comfortable.
Yeah, it's supposed to be lighter.
Inside out tracking.
So, yeah, maybe we need a little gifted headset situation.
Do they have IMVU VR?
I don't imagine so. There are Roblox.
Yeah, I doubt it.
There are Roblox VR games.
Okay.
There's a Roblox VR game where like there's one person in VR and everybody else is normal, and the one person in VR is like a huge giant that's like picking people up and throwing them around.
That's really fun. How did they, you can program that in Roblox?
Endless possibilities in Roblox,
what
apparently.
An unbelievable piece of art that game is. It just continues to surprise me in its heights and its depths, or heights and its, yeah, depths yeah. would be lowest.
Its depths and its yeah. shallowness. It can be anything you want it to be.
Yeah, and it can be great. It can be terrible. It's just a reflection of
brain
us
rot.
As people. Yeah,
it can
be
blue,
educational.
It can be violet sky. No,
I
but
don't know what that is.
It can be purple. It can be purple. It can be anything you like. You
is
don't
this
know
Enchanted
that song.
Forest, or
you
what is
know
this?
The, you know the song. You know the
what
song.
Is
if
it?
You if you heard the song, you know the song.
I just heard it and I don't know it.
I guarantee you know it. It's so
sing more.
It's
sing
so
more.
Old. I don't know any more of it.
Is there a chorus?
I think that's by Fun.
I don't
you
listen
remember the
to
band
songs
Fun?
Where they say, "Oh, yes." Wait, they didn't sing Herpally Purpley Derple. They didn't sing that type of music. That's like children's music.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay, I'm sorry. It's not Fun. It's
because Fun was
Mika. Mika.
Mika.
It's Grace Kelly by Mika.
All right, well, you'll have to
maybe
I'll have to listen to it.
Anyway, it was
huge in the pot.
Like when I
was
in high school or whatever. It was a thing. It was a thing. You would know it if you heard it.
I believe it. Maybe, maybe not, but maybe.
I was about to say something else.
I mean, I feel like with lyrics like
that,
it'd be recognizable, but IMVU's great, VR is fun, happy 2026.
Yes, Roblox something. Shoot. And I always have such intelligent, wonderful things to say, so it's really a shame when I lose one of them.
Every second of this podcast is fulfilling for people, I think.
Yeah.
Especially this second. Ready? That was a good one.
It was. It was. Because
really
this environment
solid.
Is making it. We don't even need to speak right now, I think.
We could have an hour long. That could be our 2 hour podcast, is the hour long podcast and then an hour of silence where we leave our microphones recording and just catch the ambient sounds of our households.
Somebody would watch the whole thing, too.
Yeah, probably. And then that's where you put all of the mid-rolls. You just push them all through the back. So it's just advertisement after advertisement. And that's how you make your money while still keeping people happy. Do you have any exciting thoughts about this new year or anything?
Well, my first topic was going to be if we have any resolutions.
Oh, always. We're goal-oriented here. I haven't actually sat down to do all my goals for the year necessarily, but surely we can come up with some on the spot. Do you have any that you are ready to share?
I have some vague thoughts that I guess I was hoping would congeal in this very moment as I'm talking about it.
Let's congeal them.
So one of them is just getting back on my fitness grind. I've really fallen off. Like, I've really fallen off to extreme degree.
Pilates. You have to go back to Pilates, for God's sake.
I do, but they changed the time of my class. It's at 12:30 now.
It's for content.
Really interrupting my day.
You could probably write it off.
Well, I mean, it comes with my gym. I don't pay for it specifically.
Oh, okay.
But I've been paying for this gym. I'm one of these people now. I've been paying for this gym for the last like 6 months and like barely gotten it all.
Really? Is it a gym that when you, somebody friend requested me and I was trying to cancel it.
Say yes, say yes,
messing
say
up
yes.
The, no,
invite
no,
them
no,
to
no,
the
no.
room.
I don't need that. I don't need that kind of attention. What was I saying? Oh, is it one of those gyms where when you sign up, it's like 6 months or a year, or can you cancel any time?
No, I think I can cancel any time. I've been living
like
under the delusion that I will go.
Okay. How much is it a month?
I mean, I've maybe gone. Or how much money?
Yeah, yeah. How many dollars?
Like,
I'm going to do some math quick.
70.
70 a month?
I think so.
And it's 6 months you haven't gone?
Oh, don't calculate that.
No. I'm going to just do a quick calculation here.
And I've maybe gone like once a month.
Okay. So if we take, that's $420, nice 420, and then divide that by, it's 38 cents to feed a starving African child for a day. You could have fed 1,100 children.
Why are you doing
this
to
me? Or one child for 1,100 days if you would have, or you could have gone to the gym and got swole. You know, so you can balance that.
Well, when
what
you,
do you want to do
when
with
you
your
put
life?
It that way, it even seems morally wrong for me to go get swole.
That's what I was thinking. When I did the calculation, I was like, oh, damn. We shouldn't be spending money on anything. We should put all of our money into that 38 cents a day, whatever this website's telling me.
The point is, I'm going to start going again. I went yesterday, and then today, January 1st, you know what I did? I woke up.
You went.
A little bit late. I woke up at 9. That's fine. Mm-hmm. We all start somewhere.
9, that's fine.
And I went and got my coffee, and I put a little mat down, and while I watched my morning YouTube, I did my floor Pilates at home.
Hell yeah. Very nice. We love that.
I love
I would
it
say
too.
That's, I mean, listen, at this point, you are someone who works out now again. That's all it takes.
Yeah,
you are
I've
now back
it.
To being someone who works out.
It's been 2 days in a row. So basically...
That's all it takes.
That's what You're it there. Takes to form a habit. I think that's what they say. 2 days in a row.
2 days. 2 days okay. That's what they say. Because it's okay. Or no. 2 days, it's great. 3 days, go... I can't. My
2 days
is
better than
well
one. That's what
today.
I say.
That works for me. 3 days, better than two. So you're going tomorrow. Well, it's Saturday tomorrow. Are you a Monday through Friday gym person?
Austin, it's Friday tomorrow.
Fuck. I told you, I don't know what's going on. The amount of stuff
you
today
blacked out last
that
night.
That I've dropped and just like physically dropped. Like I was just holding and then suddenly let go of and they
oh,
fell
God.
Just because my brain. Yeah, this is, and it's like typing on the keyboard. Because here's the other thing that this is really what killed me. So we had a nice time last night. Probably went to bed at like 3 in the morning.
Did you go out? What were you doing?
We went to it was at a friend's house. It was a murder mystery dinner party. Not really my thing.
Oh my God.
But you try things sometimes and it is what it is. But you know how I am with like people acting
That's
near
like
me.
That's like my dream
no,
invite.
Thanks. Well, I'll invite you next time. Okay. It was interesting and I can see the appeal. But
the way I would, oh it, my God, I would have so much fun and I would crush my performance at that thing.
Well, and I think that's the
I need
thing
to be invited to this thing.
Is sort of like doing a Civil War reenactment or whatever you want to do with your free time. It's like, if everyone's not committed, it causes...
Yes, yes.
Like, you need a whole group that's like all in.
So did you
and this
commit
was like
or were you the
group.
One?
No, I was not an actor. I said I wasn't going to show up if I had to be an actor because I physically can't. Do that.
Wait, so you're
can't.
Just watching from the corner like a creep?
Well, it's the way they did it. It was like half of the people there were character actors and then the other half were just like nameless party goers. And then everybody like votes on who they think and you can sort of interrogate the characters.
Okay.
Different stages.
You should have played the person that gets murdered and then you just get to take a nap.
If I had that. Well, even that, I think, man, would give me a panic attack. I really hate acting that much.
You can't even lay in one spot.
No. No, I can't. It's not. I just can't do it. So I got to just mostly chill and then occasionally raise my hand. I will say I was the only person who from the very beginning knew exactly who the murderer was. And all three rounds never changed my tune. Got it right. But I think that was just because I was completely randomly guessing. Honestly, nothing. Not even like a good job. Like literally nothing occurred, which is fine, honestly. Less attention, the better. But that's what I was doing. And then at about 6:30 this morning or 7 o'clock, my dog woke up and has been diarrheaing every hour for the last... Well, she's done now. Oh. She got it all out. So I basically didn't sleep at all either.
What is with your dog diarrheaing?
Puppies just do... Because they sometimes just eat shit that they shouldn't eat, and then they diarrhea for a day, and then it's done.
Yeah, but how long...
How
long are they a puppy? As you were calling her a puppy
like
year
one,
ago.
1 to 2 years, like to the first 2 years
That's
of their
too
life.
Long.
This is
That's
everyone
long.
I know who's had like a Labrador. This is what they've said. It's like they just get into shit. They don't know what's poison to them. They'll just eat whatever. So she probably ate something or maybe she's actually sick. But this, you know, like once a month this happens and it just so happened that it happened last night. So yeah, I'm just dropping things all day today.
Goodness
and I
me.
Can't type. But that's okay, you know. New year, new me. That's what they say. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Pilates. New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions. So I want to get fit again. I've lost so much progress. I wasn't even that fit before, but like I at least was more flexible and stronger than I am now. Like it's sad. I think I realized on our Japan trip, I was like, struggling more than I would have before with like just going up hills and stuff. And I'm like, I got to get back on my routine.
It's so easy to psych yourself out with like working out, especially if you stop for a while. It's so easy to feel like there's some, and it makes sense, but when you do it for a while and then you stop, it does feel like you've lost so much progress, because you have, but the like working out is a thing that's just like every day you do it is a net positive, but it almost feels like, well, why even bother if I'm not going to, you know, commit to it, or if I've already broken the habit, who cares?
Yeah.
But it's just like any moment you can scrape together of physical activity is just a good thing. So
for sure. And it's just one of those things that like, when you stop for a while, then there's like shame associated with it, which makes you want to avoid it more.
Mm-hmm. And you have to get out of that, because it's super not helpful mostly. I don't know. It can be, I guess, but usually only in the short term is hardcore shaming a good motivator.
But it's going to be good.
Fun.
I'm going to be ripped.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
I don't know what other goals I have really, other than to keep slaying as I am.
Keep slaying is a big one for sure. Do you have any, let's see, I was going to say YouTube goals, but let's go with non, like hobby goals. Any like, because most of your time is now going to be spent getting swole and making YouTube videos. But like, what about things that are outside of those, like wellness and work? What do you want to do?
No, yeah, that's another thing. I want to read more, and I want to get back into studying Japanese more. And I think I've decided to
Didn't fall off of that too much. Like, you are literally going to Japan and practicing, I assume, a little bit.
For sure, and I still study a little bit every day, but I just want to do it more because it's just, I don't know, I really like learning a language. It feels very fulfilling to me, and I kind of fell off of learning a lot more words as much as I was like the year after I did the school there. So I've just decided I'm going to actually schedule it into the week, because so far it's just like whenever I have time, but then I end up not really doing it very much. So I think like weekend, like Saturday and Sunday mornings is going to be like my Japanese study time. And I'm going to actually like give myself little assignments and stuff.
Are you going to pre-plan them, or are you just going to like every Saturday, Sunday kind of take the next step or whatever it is?
Well, I think I'm going to do like new words on Saturday. So that just means like adding a bunch of flashcards of new words, and then write a little essay once a week on Sunday.
Oh, cute. That's a great way, I feel like, to learn.
Because I actually
sure you picked that up from somewhere, but
yeah, I actually found like this. I follow some like Japanese teachers on social media or whatever. And this one girl started her own kind of online Japanese school thing. And I've never really kept up with those. I've done online lessons before, and it just like, it stresses me out too much and feels like it gets in the way too much to actually like schedule online lessons like one or two times a week. But she started this thing where you can just write a weekly essay and send it to her, and she'll correct it. And so I'm like, okay, I feel like that's something I could do, because I can do that like as an assignment. And I'm great at having assignments with due dates. Yeah. So I can just
good external motivation.
Once a week, schedule some time to like write this little essay and then get corrections on it and learn that way. And I'll be learning new words like in order to write what I want to write. So I'm excited about that.
So here's the underlying question here, right? Is how do you do things? Do you have any strategies for setting yourself up for success with your New Year's resolutions or any goals that you have? Because that's always the tough part, right?
Yeah.
Is it's easy to go start of the year, I'm going to do this, that, and this. And even though you can physically see that there's enough time and you have enough energy and there's like nothing getting in the way, it's hard to do it. Do you have any tricks, or not even tricks, just...
Honestly, what works for me is simply writing it down. I just write everything down that I need to do. And I have, some people know this already, that I have my own calendar app that I developed just for myself. Certainly I've mentioned this.
Who knows this? I didn't know this.
I've mentioned it on my channel before, but my like monthly calendar.
That's so you and so amazing. I love that so much.
There's like an actual calendar where I can like schedule things and like see what I have that week, obviously. And then there's like a side panel of goals, and I can have like yearly or monthly or daily or weekly goals.
Okay. Well, and we got to pause on this for a second. Can I see this? Because I have apps that kind of do that and they work. But I've never found one that was like good at being a calendar and good at being like a goals list. Mm-hmm. Like there's some that are okay. Well, how are you not? You should give this to me or show. How did I not know about this?
I could see if I could. I haven't updated it in forever. And it's one of those things where like, because I just made it for me, where there are bugs and stuff, I don't really care because I just work around it.
Whereas if you like give it to people, they're going to be
send
like,
you a picture of one
excuse me.
That is actually filled out. I don't always remember to put everything on it. It looked a lot busier when I was in school. Like if I go back a few years to when I was in school, like all my assignments are on it and everything.
This is really cool. Wait, here's another question. What experience did you have? I love that the app is called Mem Calendar. That's so good. What experience did you have with like normal calendar apps that you were like, this isn't good enough? Like what was
I hate how complicated they are. There's too many details. Like when you put in a Google Calendar, there's too many details it wants you to fill out. I wanted something that's just like, what is it called? What time is it? And I can make it a different color. And I can put little icons on it and stuff for like decoration.
Okay. So you're saying the speed of filling it out was too slow.
That and just like, because Google Calendar has to work for so many purposes because people use it to send invites to each other. So there's like stuff about time zones and I'm like, I don't need that. And mainly I wanted it to be cute. I wanted to put little icons on everything and make it cute.
Yeah, I like the way that each... What do the big red circles mean? Some of the days have big red circles.
Those
and
are
I
days that I'm
the
streaming.
Ones.
That's just the symbol I use for streaming because it's like a recording symbol.
Yeah, and it's really
easy to
visually...
I'm sending you another
like
one that's when I was in school and I had all my assignments and stuff on it.
When did you make this?
I made this during grad school, like
Holy
over a
cow.
Summer.
Look at that. Man, you were doing all sorts of stuff. This is just like... Oh, cute. And you even have your old self-care gaming Simpsons Hit and Run episode 5 is up on this. This is awesome. I really didn't know this. I love this. Making your own. Wait, were you able to successfully sell your Death Cab for Cutie ticket?
What was that about?
Here.
What was I?
You have to. It was for Detroit. You were going to go to Detroit, I guess, to see Death Cab and you need to sell it.
I guess I must have decided against it. See, I don't even remember. So this is a good reminder of my life.
Yeah, you're just doing so much that none of it's even sticking. Well, that's fine. I'm a big fan of that. So you're going to use that to succeed at your goals. That's when you say write down, you mean put them in your own custom coded calendar app.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
as everyone should. All right, well.
No, but
so
like,
that's
honestly,
you, like, that
I just,
works for you.
Some people are like, I just know everything I have to do. Like, this is what Noah says. He's like, I just know everything I have to do and I just do it out of my brain. And I'm like...
Now, no shade, but is that maybe just someone who doesn't have that much to do?
I mean...
Because if that was me, there's no chance that I'm physically capable of doing that. You know, you got way too much.
I will not make any statement on that.
Noah doesn't listen to this, does he?
Yes, he does. He listens to every episode.
Oh, okay.
So,
I need
defend yourself in the comments.
This.
Let
okay.
us know.
Yeah, please. I need
but
to understand.
But he always claimed to like not even use a planner when he was in college. He didn't even write down what his assignments were.
Yeah, and he went to like real college. Like it was not. It was real.
He was
work.
Doing like a science major. It was real.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I mean, we'll get some clarity on that.
But
I find
just write it down.
A strategy. I think that I introduce changes one at a time. So like if I want to learn Japanese, go back to the gym, like start flying again, whatever, I'll only do like one to start and make sure I can do that for like a month. And then I'll introduce the second one and the third one. I try not to stack big changes. And I find that helps them stick for a lot longer. Like when I first went to the gym, like before I even got a gym membership, my first goal was like just, like stand up and step outside the house every day for like a month. Mm-hmm. And then it was like exercise at home every day for a month. And then you sort of build on it piece by piece, breaking it down into tiny steps. So that's been good. And then writing it down, obviously.
Yeah.
Keeping track of things is helpful.
And write down what the steps are. If it's a big thing that's going to take a while, then like figure out what step one is and then put it like I'll put in my weekly goals in my calendar. I'll like have a big project. Like right now, one of my big projects kind of in the background is reopening my merch store. And there's a lot of different steps to that because I have to like decide on what the first designs are going to be and get some samples that I can like take pictures and update the website and stuff. So I'll have like 1 week. The goal is like contact the printer and like tell them about the plan. And then the next week is like order the samples. And then the next week is take the pictures with them. So write down what the steps are and start doing the steps. Because if you just have a big goal that's going to like take a long time and involve and is complicated, you're never going to start doing it because it just seems overwhelming. So you have to actually like schedule specific dates. At least that's what works for me because, like I said, I'm great with a deadline. I was great at doing my homework when I was a student. So as long as I like have it on my calendar as like, this is the deadline I have to do this by, I will do it.
I also think that the like however small of steps you need to put it in, put it in. Like we believe in free will, right? We believe in autonomy to some extent.
Sure.
Here. Yes, sure, sort of. Are we super determinists? Maybe, but effectively we're saying we have free will. I can lift my arms. So basically just keep making it smaller until it gets to the point that it's a thing you can do. So if you want to, what were you just saying you were trying to do? Learn Japanese? Whatever it is. Like even to the point that it's just opening the app on your phone and then closing it. Yeah. And then the next day it's just opening it and keeping it open for 10 seconds. Like breaking it down as small as you need to. And also don't underestimate the value of intentionally taking way longer than things need to. So like you said with the merch store, those are probably four tasks that if you wanted to, aside from shipping time, you could do in like day after day after day after day if you really wanted to. But I actually think it's really smart to break it into a small task and just do that for a, like that's your task for the week. And then really just allow yourself all that breathing room.
Yeah, because I also...
Because I find that it's the psychological thing. You freak yourself out thinking you have too much to do and then you get paralysis and then you can't get anything done. And you're just like, it's too much. I can't, you know, forget it. So I think just remembering that getting things done is mostly about doing small, small, small steps and that big steps usually aren't actually that helpful in the aggregate, mm-hmm. I find.
It's also that I'm getting better at like spreading out my tasks more on purpose so that I can actually like do all the things I want to do in a week. Because like I want to be consistent with streaming twice a week and working on videos and like all these different things. And so I want to make sure that I don't actually get like hyper focused on just working on merch stuff for a whole week and then I don't do anything else.
How are you good with switching? Because it makes me explode. I can't do it. Switching hats, as they say.
I'm getting like, better at it. That's what I'm saying.
Holy cow. It's the less that I do that, I find the way more that I get done. Like the more that I schedule my like
that's usually true for me too. I usually focus on one thing at a time and it can be a problem.
But you find that there's a downside to that because there are certain things that you want to be doing that do require like doing them regularly multiple times a week or whatever, like streaming. So you can't just do all your streaming in 3 days. It doesn't, you know, work like that.
Yeah. And I think that my life is better and more stable this way because I'm the kind of person I will like get really super absorbed in one task. And I've said this before to where like I like won't even want to sleep because I'll just want to work on this one thing.
You have said that, yeah.
So I think it's actually better for me to like notice when that's starting to happen and actually say, okay, I'm going to pull back and do something else for a minute. Because because then I, you know, actually like maintain a routine that's important.
No, I think that's so true though. Is like it's true that on paper you will like get more done if you like hyper block your time and allow yourself super focus. But there is this like downstream bad negative effect that does happen if you are like that all the time. Like I think you.
Yeah. Because the problem like, is working after slightly that, after less you have a period like that, then you burn out and can't do anything for a few days.
Yeah. So I think actually aiming for like slightly less, like worrying less about efficiency in every single moment and just like balance, probably you get a lot more done overall. Again, these small steps, like don't try and stress about like get it all done right this second. Just take a lot of small steps, layer, balance, all these great things.
Sorry, I just hit the mic. But I think that's kind of the theme of my resolutions in general is more balance, like what I'm talking about with, I want to read more, I want to study more, I want to get back to the gym. A lot of the reason that I wasn't doing those things is because I felt so obligated to like just work on YouTube stuff. And I was getting so like focused on specific things that it was like, all these other things are annoying. I don't want to do it, but I want to be more balanced. I want to have more like variety of things in my life and like maintain a routine that's healthy for me. So I think that's kind of where all of them come from.
Speaking of balance, you know, I've been not working on YouTube videos for like really like for a week.
I know. Kind of how has that been? How are you doing psychologically?
As far as my life, work-life balance, the last 7 days, haven't done any work on YouTube. I've done 7 straight days of playing Kingdom Come Deliverance and nothing else. So the balance is not good, but it's
Yeah, but tell me about what you think of the game. Vein.
Here's the thing. That game is awesome.
Is it the first one or the second one?
Fun. The first one. Okay. I kind of read that the second one like is way better in terms of its approachability, but it is all one big story and I don't mind things not being approachable.
Yeah.
It's janky and like the way that I love video games to be a little bit janky. And so, I mean, you played a little bit of the first one, right?
No. I jumped straight into the second one and had no idea what was going on.
It was probably like the same type of thing, right? But the whole idea is you're this peasant and like you're hella a peasant. Like a lot of other games, they start you off as like a shitty whatever. Like, yeah. But this game is like you suck. Like you really suck at absolutely everything.
That sounds more interesting maybe than the second one.
It's
in the beginning.
As soon as you get over, like none of your gamer instincts work for this game at all. So let me tell you, I'll just give you three experiences or like three things about the game that I had that really illustrate, I think, what kind of game this is and why I love it so much. So you're playing as a peasant. Obviously, it's going to eventually probably be like not rags to riches, but whatever it is, like you're all your family dies right at the beginning because a giant army comes in and kills everyone in your town. And you're this peasant. And for the first, I think I'm probably, I don't know how many hours in, 10 to 20, maybe more. And I still can't do anything. I can maybe kill one guy if it's a one-on-one and I get lucky, but that's it. And so for the first long period of time, like you're incapable of everything. All you can do basically is walk and pick plants. Like there's no, and you have to learn this lesson so much because you want to play it like you would any other video game, which is like, there's a quest. I got to go kill the bandits, but it's like, you don't know how to use a sword. Like, and they tell you that, but the first thing that I love about this game is if they tell you something, they mean it. And in a lot of games, that's not true. Like in a lot of games, they'll say, well, you shouldn't go back there, son. It's dangerous. Even though you want to bury your parents, it's dangerous. There's bandits there and they're dangerous, you know?
Yeah.
And in most games, you're like, oh, it's a game. It's Skyrim. I'm going to go fucking kill the bandits. No, when they say it, they mean it.
Yeah,
every time they say something in this game, they mean it. You go there and they kick you into the dirt and they stab you to death and then you die. And you can't even save anytime you want. You have like to drink, you have limited number of saves you can use. So it's not like auto save and you can come back whenever.
It sounds like our favorite genre, immersive sim.
Oh my, it is very much in the immersive sim camp.
Mm-hmm.
So there was another instance early on in the game where my father, before he was brutally murdered, was like, go get me some beer and make sure I want you to get it from the cellar because I want it to be cold. And so I'm thinking gamer time. I go get the beer and there's like, you have three different tasks to do. So I go get the beer and I have to go drop something off somewhere. And then I have to go talk to my friend about doing something else. So I do all that. And then I come back and he goes, this is not cold. I don't know what you've been doing since picking up this item. But you clearly have just been lollygagging around.
Hands.
Yeah. And so he was like, you got to go back and go buy it with your own money now because you need to be taught a lesson. So it was just like they really reinforced this idea of like if a character tells you a thing, they mean it. This is like not one of those games where it's like they're doing it as a play, like, you know, for the theater of it. If they tell you things, they mean it. I think that's awesome.
That is awesome. That honestly sounds way more interesting. The second one, I'm assuming you probably, I think you play as the same guy because I think I saw some flashbacks of my family getting killed. And you're already like a guardsman, like, and you can already do stuff. So it honestly sounds more interesting to me to start from the bottom.
Yes.
I think that's more of what I wanted, is like a real medieval experience.
It feels like, holy, I could go on and on about how, like, when you're brewing potions, you have to literally, like, turn an hourglass over and count the seconds and boil the water and watch to make sure it's bubbling versus not. Like, every single task in the game is, like, something that you, require a ton of skill to get good at.
I wish you were just doing a full Let's Play of this so I could just watch that and not have to play it.
I thought about streaming it, but then I was like, I'm not working. Yeah. I need to just enjoy my life. You know? I need to just enjoy my life. It's also, I love a game. I've lost track of what even my list, I said I was going to say three things, but now I'm just talking. But
it's fine.
I love a game that it takes a lot of work to get any one nice thing. Like, I got a nice shirt after like 6 hours, and I was like, it felt really good to have a nice shirt because everyone in the game, you have a reputation with them, and each person is going to react to what you're wearing. And if, like, you've got blood on you, or if you're dirty, or if you... Yeah, they're like, ew. But also, if you're talking to poor people and you wear, like, really nice clothes, they'll be like, oh. And if you talk to rich people and you wear shitty clothes, they'll be like, I'm not listening to you. Or if you walk into town carrying a bloody sword, they'll, like, be like, what are you doing? Or if you're trying to intimidate someone and you've got blood on you, they're, like, going to be more. So it takes all this stuff into account. But just, like, getting a really nice shirt and then getting into a fist fight, and just then, as soon as one fight is over, your shirt's just like tattered and it's bloody, and you're like, this is horrible. And then you got to go to the tailor and you got to get him to fix it. And then you got to, so, like, I love that. It just gives everything in the game so much weight.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it does all that great stuff of, like, you have to manage your sleep and your food and all that stuff. So you end up just getting into all these really funny scenarios that are very emergent. Obviously, it requires a lot of patience. But
that's cool, though. It sounds like exactly your type of game.
I think it's super, super fun. It feels like the first time in a while that playing the game in, like, kind of the way that I do anyway, like the way that I would play Skyrim without fast traveling and, like, sort of loosely, like, just taking my time and enjoying the role play of it. This game is actually built for that, and it rewards that kind of behavior, which I think is really great. Now, the one problem, it's historically accurate, ostensibly. And so the material culture of the game, which is to say, like, the actual, like, the outfits and the what you're doing and what everything looks like, is super historically accurate. And they make it seem like it's going to be a really historically accurate story, because, like, every character in it, aside from the obviously fictional ones, like your player character.
Yeah, it's supposed to be based on real people, right?
Yeah, it's 15th century Bohemia. So sort of near, like, Prague or whatever. And these are all real places. It's mostly real people. These are real historical events. And they, at the start, they present them with a lot of nuance where they're like, oh, this king did this and, you know, politics are complicated and now everything sucks. But then as soon as you start the game, it's just like, they're like, oh, these evil invaders from the Far East are evil and they're just savages. And I was like, this feels, like, very reductive to go from this is complicated to, well, we're the good, not to put too, blunt a point on it, but we're the good sort of white bohemians. And there's those weird savages who are just coming in and killing all of our people because they just hate us. And it felt a little weird. And I was like, a lot of games in this genre, these immersive sims, have problematic people working on them sometimes. And at first I was like, this seems good. It seems really historically accurate. It seems like they've got, like, they're actually committed to that in a way that is, you know, believable and it's not weird. And then I looked on the Wikipedia page, and the director of the game maybe is a little bit of a white supremacist. Maybe.
Awesome.
I haven't fully dug into it yet. But and it's weird because they got in trouble, not in trouble, but, you know, people complaining online being like, there's not enough black people in the game, not enough this. And the developers were like, we get it totally, but that just wouldn't really be common. So we're just not doing that. But then in the second game, they've got, like, gay relationships and they put a black guy in it, I think, or something. And so they did do some of that. So I'm not sure if he's just, like, an ineffective white supremacist or if he maybe isn't actually, but I was a little disappointed.
I don't know.
I was like, why are all these things always, it's these type of people who like to do all the cool things like model trains and, you know, reading Mein Kampf and stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't want to dig too hard into media that you like sometimes.
Sometimes you don't, but
you dig hard enough, you'll find something.
Yeah, it seems to be the case, but yeah, great game. I'm just having a blast. My whole brain is filled up with people saying, Christ be with you and God is good, and it's a very Jesus-y game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, Jesus was big back then.
I'm very excited for any future content to come from it. I think it's going to be good.
Oh, there, I'm sure there'll be plenty. There's like every single character in the game has like a full like life, mm-hmm. like daily cycle, even the no-name NPCs. So I'm sure there's plenty of crazy stuff to see and to look at. But I love it. That's the point. It's a great game.
Awesome.
And that's all I've been doing. That's literally all I could. That's my whole life has been Kingdom Come
Deliverance. Sometimes a week of nothing but the same video game is very healing.
I agree. It's going to be a month, though. That's what I'm worried about. It's going to be a lot longer than a week, but it made me want to make a game, actually, for the first time.
Yeah.
You ever want to make a game?
Not really.
No? Okay. Well, I was going to ask for your help, but someone else. I'll find someone. I just need a team who'll do exactly what I say and then not have me have to learn anything, you know?
Yeah, sure. As long as,
you know those types of guys. We just want to boss people around.
Yeah, you might be able to leverage your stardom for that.
Well,
and like just get involved with a real game studio.
Oh, you think that's what I should do? Is I should just be like, I'm looking to direct a game. Who wants it? Bring it on. Maybe.
Okay, do you want to do some questions? Because I have so many questions that I've gathered from the last two episodes.
And I would love that. Let's get as many done as we can.
Okay. So, speed running. Joel Trout, great name, says, do either of you have a sciencey interest that gets you excited whenever you see it? Now, you, I feel like we've heard, you have like many.
Yeah.
Right?
Airplanes,
rivers, infrastructure.
Sure. I just anything.
Yeah.
Any sciencey. But do you have
things.
A specific one is the question.
For me, it's like space.
It's so good.
When's
the last time you looked at Jupiter in a telescope?
I've done it like once, but yeah, I love space. I love reading about like what NASA's been doing. I think it's really cool. I know that like a lot of space exploration has been driven by like military goals and political goals and whatever, but I still think it's cool that we've done it. I think it's cool that we went to the moon. I'm just like endlessly captivated by it.
I do think it was cool that we went to the moon. And I feel like people don't give us the credit as human beings that we deserve for that.
It's crazy. It's actually crazy.
Think of a person in Bohemia. You point at that and you go, we're going up there. What even is up that? Like nobody even knows what that is. We're going to go there.
Yeah.
We're going to get, how? A ladder?
We're going to stand
doesn't make
on
any
it
sense.
And we're going to bring some rocks back.
Like space exploration probably contains like three of the top 10 most impressive things that human beings have ever done, right?
For sure.
Like getting to the moon is probably our number one most impressive thing, right? What's more than that?
No, it's got to be.
It's insane.
Especially because like the early moon missions were so janky. Like the technology they were using was ancient, like the way that they even did. I mean, you're sending people up there in like a little can of oxygen. It's like a miracle that we did that and brought anybody back alive
a bunch of times. And even when it went really wrong, we got them back with 13. It was like the whole thing exploded and they still figured out how to get them back. It was like,
so I love space.
Those brains were working.
I used to say, like, when I was a teenager, I used to always say, like, if I ever had the opportunity to like do space tourism, I would like spend any amount of money and like do whatever I could to do it. I don't believe that anymore. I think
really you wouldn't. If I came to you and I was like, hey, you wouldn't do it if it was Elon, but if I said Bezos called and he said I can bring two people on the rocket ship, wouldn't do it.
No, I think in practice it's just an enormous waste of resources that could be used for
it is, but they're
things.
Going up anyway, man. He's gonna launch it empty. That's what he's telling you. He's saying, we're launching it regardless.
Yeah.
So you can either get on or not. And you're just like, nah.
I'm not doing that.
Interesting. Okay. I'm not sure that I would, but I'm not sure that I wouldn't. So it's interesting to me that you're sure that you wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think I would. It would have been cool in another life to have actually been an astronaut and like go up there for science reasons, but it's far too late for that in my life. And I also don't think I'm actually fit to do that.
How normalized would it have to become before you would be comfortable going to space? Like, because for me, what I'm hearing is you're being like, you know, airplanes, that's for like scientists and for the military. You know, they it's a whatever. But eventually, in theory, it's going to become super normal to go to space, you would think.
I mean, maybe, and but it just like...
So eventually you would.
It takes such a huge amount of resources compared to like anything else. It's kind of like an absurd thing to do. I don't know if it'll... I don't know how normal it could possibly be.
Well, if we discover fusion or something, then we can just use all the fuel only for space travel.
If it becomes like no problem and like regular middle-class people are doing it, then yeah, I would do it. But the way it is right now...
So there's a ratio. It's just you have like an E equals MC squared, but for like... M for mem
for sure,
and
yes,
E
there's...
for the energy it takes mem to go to space, and it has to be a ratio.
Yeah,
that works.
Nothing is black and white. There's nuance in everything, and there is a situation in which I go to space, but
That's what I needed to hear
within my lifetime.
Probably
so
not.
That's your answer,
sad.
Joel Trout.
Oh well. Anyway, rapid fire next one.
Oh my gosh, Riglosol Tortuga.
Yeah, Riglosol Tortuga.
Asked who...
He's been around a long time.
The way you said that so quick. No, I just thought this question was funny. He said, who has the fastest mile? Do you know what your mile time is?
I think the fastest I've probably run a mile, like fastest, is probably like 7.5 minutes. I've never sprinted a mile, that's not normal. Like my normal mile time is 8 something probably.
Okay.
If I'm running multiple miles.
I'm impressed that you like know that, because I don't even know.
Well, I ran a lot for a long time and I still do. So you kind of just see
really?
From your Apple Watch, you know.
You're like
yeah,
a runner.
I did a lot of running. I was for a long time, and then I tried to become a lifter, but then I missed running. So I tried to be a runner and a lifter, and it's hard to do both. So I'm kind of going back and forth.
Okay.
But yeah, I love running. Running's really fun.
Well, then by far definitely you. That's not even a competition. I was thinking back to like the only time I remember like measuring my mile time was probably when I was forced to in like middle school PE, and it was always like that. I mean, I was the last, dead last, like 12
did you walk
plus
it? Like, that's
minutes.
What I did in high school. Oh, that's, listen, people online are always being like 8 minutes is like an amateur mile, whatever. If you can run an 8 minute mile, I think that's great. I think that's really good. I do not think 12 minutes is like an embarrassing middle school mile time. I think my middle school mile time was 21 minutes because I walked. So like it's not, I don't think 12 minutes is.
Dude, I used to
think
that's
totally
the PE
fine.
Torture or the PE teacher was literally torturing us. Like I was so mad that we were forced to do stuff like that.
It feels like torture at the time. You're like, this is useless. What is? Why are we doing this?
I was a computer
kid. All it is making
me
feel bad.
I was a being on the computer kid. I was not a running a mile around the track kid.
You and me both. Until I was, I guess. But I do miss it. Every time I think about running, I'm like, that's one of my favorite things, exercise-wise. Oh, well.
You could do it.
Yeah, it's just hard to run a lot and try to, like, be strong. I think I've met people.
Can't you just alternate days?
Sort of, but like at the end of the day, listen, I'm not. If I talk about this, I'm just gonna get 1,000 comments of people being like, "Actually, if you this, that, I don't want."
Okay,
wanna,
yeah, don't worry
whatever.
About it. Then.
The
fine.
Point is, yes, you can. It just takes more work, and it's not work I want to do. So
yeah,
I'm,
that's fine. As, if you're doing anything for your fitness, it's good.
Exactly.
Kip C says, "Is Mem's mouth still fucked up or what?" And honestly, thank you for asking. It is still a little bit fucked up. Which is crazy
really?
How long it's taking to heal. I'm mostly back to normal with like what I can eat, but the spot on the roof of my mouth is still a little bit tender, and I have to be careful not to like eat anything too crunchy and like stab it. So it's crazy how long it's been.
At what point do you know if it was a success, so to speak?
Well, that's the thing that if I talk about, I'm going to get a little bit pissed off because it definitely partially failed. Like on one of my teeth, it's still pretty recessed.
Well, but we knew that up front. There was like I don't know what the odds they gave you were, but I thought, it was so it just immediately. Listen, we don't have to talk about it. We can come back to it if you don't want to.
The point
it's
is,
really
I,
annoying,
like,
though.
I
stuff like that's horrible.
I have a follow up. In like a couple more months, And I'm just scared that I'm going to have to do it again because it was really not a great experience.
Ooh, yeah. I'll ask you about that some other time.
Whatever.
That sounds horrible.
Raw Toast says, what's your favorite thing about your audience?
My favorite thing about my audience? You go first.
I love my audience. I love my stream chat. I think they're so funny. I do read them even though they think I don't. Yeah, I feel like I've gotten mostly really lucky with the people that watch me. I hesitate to use the word community because that almost seems a little bit like I'm taking too much credit. I don't know if I've built a community, but I am. There's people that watch me that are cool.
Yeah, it's built around you.
And for the most part, I love all their comments except for the weird, creepy ones. But, you know.
What's your favorite kind of like messages to get? Are there any messages that mean anything to you anymore? When they go like, I love your videos, and you're like, okay.
For sure.
Like, what is there a specific type that is like, I love when people send me this?
I mean, just anybody that says they really like my stuff or they have watched a lot of it, because I know how that feels as a fan of a YouTuber to like get really into a channel and like just really like all their stuff. And so it makes me feel happy that anybody does that with my content.
It's overwhelming kind of, isn't it? If you really try to think about it, because like you just pointed out,
for sure,
it is
scary
a really
to imagine
special thing
when people are
to
like
be really into someone.
Yeah. When people are like, you know, me and my family really like you and like put you on the big TV and all watch you together. That's so sweet and also like terrifying to imagine.
Yeah. You're like a...
It's very scary to imagine TV. More than one person in real life in the same room watching me at the same time. I don't know why.
I get a lot of messages of both from people that I personally know, but also just like from people saying like they went out to a place and like somebody else mentioned my videos and they were like, oh my God, I love his videos. And when I get messages where people make like a real life connection because they both separately came to realize that they like my videos, for some reason that makes me happy. Like I get messages where people will be like, oh, I was hanging out with my cousin the other day and he suddenly just like brought up that he watched this video about Cyberpunk and I was like, oh my God, I know that guy. And now my cousin thinks I'm the coolest dude ever. And it's just like, I like stuff like that makes me feel happy when it like crosses over into like real.
That's how you know you've world, made it is if like, people can, you're almost like a household name among certain people. You know what I mean?
That,
like when people are talking about you in real life.
No, sometimes this has happened, I think probably two or three times, where I'll be talking to, it specifically happens where I'll be talking to a girl and she'll be like, it'll be like it happened at work sometimes before I quit. And we'll be talking and they'll be like, oh yeah, I'll talk about video games and they'll be like, oh yeah, my boyfriend really loves video games. And they'll be like, what do you do? And I go, I loosely describe what I do and they go, oh my God, my boyfriend loves your videos. And I think I've realized that 100% of, if you're out there right now listening to this, if you're dating a white boy who plays video games and watches YouTube, he knows who I am. It's hard for me to find people that's not true for anymore.
Yeah.
Which is really funny because I'm always like talking to people like at, you know, wherever places. And it's always, there's always like some connection.
I'm definitely
and
reaching
so
a point.
Anytime it crosses over like that, it that's funny to me.
I'm reaching a point where like, I still don't get like recognized ever by like the people that watch me specifically. But I feel like I'm at a point where sometimes I'll talk to somebody and they'll be like, oh yeah, I've seen you on YouTube. But like they don't watch me, but they've seen the thumbnails and they like know
who
I am.
That's almost weirder.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit offensive, honestly. What do you mean? You've seen me multiple times. Never clicked on one.
Didn't click it. Yeah. No, there's a little tiny, tiny red bar on the video. But I think that's weirder because it's like you are becoming a symbol of a thing, not just like a thing.
Yeah, like they just know I'm a YouTuber, but they don't know anything about me.
Like being someone who's popular enough to be someone that people know of is like a different thing. You know what I mean? So...
Okay, let me find another question. This was just like a technical... is that a... Why did I just say the word technical and then it didn't sound like a word? That's a word, right?
Say it again. Technical?
Technical.
Technical?
That doesn't sound like a word when I say
it. It sounds like that guy's name.
This is just a technical YouTube question. A view is. And you look at analytics more than me, so I don't know if this even like shows up anywhere. But Pazoom G was asking if we can tell if somebody like opened a video on another tab, or like what happens if though they said, what if someone mutes your video? I thought they were just saying like if you open it and close it. I know, I'm pretty sure that how YouTube counts views is literally just page views. I think as long as you watch the video for like 1 second, it counts as a view. And I do think it counts if the same person comes back and watches the video in like multiple sittings, as long as they're opening the page again, I think it counts as another view. That's what I understand.
I think this might be like more recent or not, but I think last time I talked to my YouTube rep, I think she said the way they count views is they have to watch a minimum of like 30 total seconds. So if it's from the beginning,
30 seconds is way longer than I thought.
Yeah, it's way longer. Because that's what I thought too, for, like what you said, is as long as they start the video, it counts. But I think she said it was a cumulative 30 seconds. So if you skip around, that's fine. Or if it's from the beginning, that's fine. But a cumulative 30 seconds is what counts as a view. I think that's true of ad views as well. If the ad's less than 30 seconds, obviously, then if they watch the whole ad, but it's something like that.
Interesting.
That's much longer than I thought.
I mean,
I would have to fact check all of that. I'm not even sure that.
And I imagine
like
it wouldn't matter
public.
If it's on another tab, as long as it's playing and you're hearing it, I'm sure it counts.
That would be my guess, but I did check, and if I can pull it up fast enough here, they did introduce like a couple new analytics recently. I don't know if you saw that new analytic drop.
Absolutely not.
They did a new thing called, where is it? I know they introduced like new viewers, casual viewers, and regular viewers. So they break down your audience by like
casual
how many people
viewers.
Is this? Yeah. Is it like how many people are watching this video that watch all your videos? How many are watching this video that watch like at least one video a month? Or how many are brand new? So they break that down. And I think they introduced a like an engaged view versus a disengaged view. I don't know what that means. And I can't find it right this second. But I'm pretty sure that they have now like a breakdown of, yes, they have views, but then they also have something called engaged views. I don't know what that means because it doesn't say. But for example, let's see. Well, that's interesting. I was going to find one that was super different,
but
it says that on my Skyrim Trees video, I got the exact same number of views as I got engaged views. So that doesn't seem right. But yeah, it's there must be something going on there, but I don't believe they're super explicit about that, but they have tons of analytics.
Yes,
like,
I know.
A ridiculous amount of things you can dig through.
Scary.
And you can find some pretty funny things in there if you pay attention.
Really scary stuff. I pay so little attention. I saw somebody like commented on the pod, I think, that I had like 2K viewers on my stream 2 days ago.
That's crazy.
Which
every time I see your numbers, I'm like, what is going on?
The last time I looked at the number, it was like 1K, and then I was like, okay, that was a mistake. I can't do that.
Yeah, we need to stop.
So I don't look at it ever.
I mean, that's like, there are small time like famous streamers who are getting not that much more than that, you know?
I know. So where's my collab invites?
That's a great question. Where are your collab invites? I guess all these people stream on Twitch. Well, you stream on Twitch now. How many are you getting on Twitch?
Like a few hundred usually. Not nearly as many.
If you pumped those numbers up.
That's still good for Twitch, but.
It is. But I don't know. Do you want to collab? Who do you want to collab with? I could probably get Squeaks on the pod. You want to talk to Squeaks? Let's see what he's up
to. I'm not going to say that. That's humiliating.
If I started doing that, if I just started bringing in other content, I think that would ruin the podcast, unironically. Like, I don't think it would be as fun to listen to, but it would be funny.
We shouldn't do regular guests.
Well, it wouldn't be regular. I wouldn't tell you. It would just start and then someone else would be talking. It would just be Ludwig would be talking
on
the pod instead of me.
That would blow my mind.
In fact, next time that I have to cancel a pod, instead of canceling a pod, I'm just going to find the most famous person I know and get them to do it and not tell you. I think that'd be so funny. Give my Discord login.
The way I would have a heart attack.
I think there's not enough overlap, though, between like people that are famous, quote unquote, that I would know, and people that are famous that you would like know. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a lot of people more in, you know, your Nikki Jakeys and your H Bomber guys and so on and so forth.
Have you had any contact with Hank Green? No, you have. You talked to him.
I've had physical contact with Hank Green.
Yeah,
I've had.
I was going to say, it seems like...
Not physical, I didn't touch him, but...
It seems like there's a Hank Green collab in your future.
Sure, we could do that.
I feel like we have a lot of crossover.
Because he's just a guy who's just interested in stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like that could work. But unfortunately, both of us are not...
You probably could have had him on the Skyrim Trees video. He would have done
Listen,
that.
I'm not saying anything, but I've got plans for things. Okay. Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. Next question, next rapid fire.
Couple more questions, and then I do have to get off and stream probably.
Oh, here they comes. 2K's coming in, baby.
I can't think about that.
I know.
Why didn't I write down the username for this one? I don't know. But what's the best kind of Christmas gift to receive, and what do you dread getting? So let's just air out every bad gift we've ever got from a relative right now. Let's call everybody out.
I dread getting anything. I really hate it. Like, seriously. If I could get the gift of not being given a gift, I would, but it's really mean to tell people that because it's really fun to give people gifts. I like giving people gifts because everybody does. So I have to accept it so that I can give, you know? But I've never gotten a gift that I was like, oh, this sucks. I don't think.
Yeah, I think I've been pretty grateful genuinely for most things I've gotten. Once in a while, like when you're younger, you get like a clothing item that you would simply never wear. But you just put that in the back of your closet and keep it forever decades later.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of getting like little trinkets. Like people get, like it used to be the case... Back when I was a big, big gamer nerd, it used to be the case
before when you were, in the past,
Kingdom Come Deliverance for 7 straight days. But when I was doing like Nintendo stuff, people would get me like little Nintendo mushroom statues and stuff like that. I don't like stuff. I just don't like things.
That's crazy because there was another question from the Rex that said, "What is your favorite little trinket?" So you're saying you don't even like little trinkets?
None of them. No, yeah, I don't. It's like I like them for.
That's where we differ.
If
then.
It's like a sentimental object that commemorates a specific thing, like a specific event, like a rock from a beach that I had a nice night at or something, sure. But just like merchandise, no, it's none of it's for me. I don't think. I'm looking around my room being like, well, I guess I have that miniature air traffic control tower. So I guess that's my favorite type of trinket is tiny models of airplane infrastructure.
Yeah. You should get into that
on
your
break.
You should make little models. Well, I've been accumulating more is the thing.
Like what? You don't have any like amiibos or anything, do you?
Not amiibos, but I have lots of little, I like to buy little plushies and little keychains for my bags. And I'm looking at like some little, I have a Miffy on my desk and a little thing from Genshin on my desk.
You have a what?
Miffy the bunny.
I don't know what that is.
Miffy. It's just
a
little bunny.
Is that song that you sung at the beginning?
No.
Okay. Miffy. Is it like a Furby?
It's, she's...
Oh, I know that little rabbit.
Yeah. I love Miffy. Okay. I love little cute little guys. So I have a lot of cute little guys. And I had to like stop myself on the Japan trip from buying any too many more. I got a couple more. But they love cute little guys over there. So you really got to be careful.
They do. They got a whole quarter machine market dedicated to it, right? Have you ever done those? Those big
tokens?
Oh, the
gacha machines?
Yes.
Once in a while I have. But I don't like the fact that you don't always get what you want.
Well, that's what makes it so predatory.
I know. Right. I was going to say fun, but also...
Like they wouldn't do it if it wasn't that. That's their whole point is that they can make more money.
Yeah, it's a little bit
I think
of
it's
the
more
thrill
fun,
of
though.
Gambling.
I actually think my hot take is I think you should be able to... I don't know if it's illegal or what, but you know, there's a hubbaloo about like you shouldn't have gacha games where like real money's involved because it's like gambling. I think you should. I think it's actually really fun. to have to pay an actual dollar to potentially get a really great thing. There's obviously there's limits, but I do think that spending the money, you know, does make it a lot more fun. Like I used to play Wizard of Oz slots on my telephone, and I spent real money to buy fake money to win fake money in Wizard of Oz slots.
Wizard of Oz,
and it was
Oz
way more fun.
Slots.
Yeah, it's just a slot machine, literally a slot machine on my phone.
What,
I would just sit there and
what period
I was like an
of
80-year-old woman
this?
In a Vegas casino.
When was this?
It was like a couple years ago.
Like since I've known you, you were into Wizard of Oz slots?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could even sing you all the... There's all these like little phrases that they say.
what,
it was
what
really
is it,
fun.
Is it themed like the original old movie? Like, what is this?
Oh, yeah. They might have updated it for Wicked. I haven't played it in a while, but... man, I was winning millions. I was winning millions. Of whatever
what?
These fake coins are. Nothing. It's nothing. It's fake money.
So you don't even win real money, but you're spending real money?
That's correct.
I'm,
so you spend
I
real money
understand.
To buy fake money that you can spend to win more fake money. So you can see the number get bigger.
And that's it.
Yeah, and then you gamble all of it away. And it feels just as bad as losing real money, even though it's just fake money. So then you spend more real money to get your fake money back. It's genius, honestly.
That's just fascinating psychologically to me, because I would simply never. Because at least in Genshin, like, you're
try
getting
it.
A
try
character
it.
That you can play in the game. You're just
well,
talking
that's
about...
why I'm saying that it should be allowed. The Wizard of Oz slot should not be allowed. It should be illegal.
Okay,
it was really
okay,
bad.
Thank you.
But the gacha game should be allowed because you're getting something.
I wonder,
you know,
if that's even considered gambling if you don't get money back ever.
No, it's not.
It's
yeah,
just
I didn't have
a
to be
mobile
18 plus
game
or anything.
That you're
yeah.
paying for.
It's just a game, yeah.
So I wonder
it's
if
no
that's like allowed
yeah.
to stream, because like you can't stream gambling anymore.
Holy shit. I just discovered on my next phase of my career.
But I wonder if that counts.
Wizard of Oz slots on TikTok is my new stream.
I've never really been into gambling. Like anytime there's a gambling mechanic in a game, even if it's not even real money, it's just like the game currency. I just can't get into it because I'm like, this is boring because I don't even have any control over it.
None of it? Poker, slots,
no.
Roulette, dice games,
I
Yahtzee?
I can understand like poker and like blackjack because there actually is some amount of decision making involved as well as the randomness. I don't mind randomness in a game as long as it is like a game that you have some kind of decisions to make in. But if it's just a slot machine, I don't understand the appeal of just watching the slot machine go.
I don't either, honestly. I wish I could describe it, but it just sucks
what was
you
the
in.
Best,
that's all I can say.
What was the best combo in Wizard of Oz slots? Are you getting like three cowardly lions? Like, what is it?
No. It was all sorts of like different weird symbols. One of the best ones was if you got all the scarecrows in a row, the scarecrows would come alive, and then it would... I don't remember what happened exactly, but... the scarecrows, I remember, were good. It was cool because the numbers were really big. I would win millions of dollars.
Wait, so you gotta... Have you not got into, like, Balatro or any of these new, like,
no,
gambling
no,
games?
No. Because it's not as fun if there's no real money involved.
So it's not even about winning money for you. You need to just be able to spend real money on it.
It's the thrill of losing money, I think. That's what I'm uncovering, is I'm actually just really enjoying losing. Hey, I think I just discovered what to spend all my YouTube money on, actually. Now that I think about it.
Dude,
I did actually
figure that out
finally.
You said you wanted an expensive hobby. There you go.
This is it. An expensive, low-effort hobby that doesn't require me to buy any trinkets.
You're going
to
be gambling
this
with no chance of winning.
This is amazing. We did it. I actually did discover what to spend my extra money on. Food. I could just eat out all the time.
It's incredible.
Like, it's so genius. It brings me so much joy. It's helpful.
It's
to the
wonderful.
Businesses. It's not even that, like, relative to buying, like, a lot of
love
influencers
will
buy, like a Bugatti or something. It's not even that expensive compared to, like, influencer stuff. I think it's great. You tip well. So that's what I'm going
to
do.
You
well,
got to go to Japan, man. You can eat out. Every meal you eat out in Japan is, like, $8. It's awesome.
That does sound pretty good, but I also do like losing money, so this is tricky.
Okay, yeah.
We'll figure it out. I gotta gamble. I gotta go to a... Do they have casinos in Japan?
Yeah, well, haven't we discussed this? How it's like...
Oh, yeah, pachinko
parlors. You gamble, and then you have
their,
to go next door
you
to get the money.
Prize. Yes, right, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of walking. I'm going to stick to my
wizard. But so you would do great with just going to do pachinko and then not even bothering going next door to get the money, because you're just spending.
True. Yeah, I would probably just keep the trophies.
Yeah.
Or, well, no, I wouldn't, because I hate trinkets, so I'd throw them away. That'd be the end of it.
You'd be their favorite customer.
I would be. They'd be like, thank you. They'd probably, do they give you free hotels and stuff for that, like they do in Vegas? Oh, I'm also going to start testing my food and stuff for lead and, like, poisons.
What?
Because you can send stuff to labs. That's what if you have a little bit of money. Because people are always yelling at me being like, this, your food has lead in it. Like when I drank Huel for my Cyberpunk video, people said, there's lead, you're poisoning yourself, you're poisoning yourself. And I was like, I'm just going to test it. I'm just going to get a couple different boxes of Huel. I'm going to get one sample from each, and I'm sending it in my damn self. So I'm so sick of not knowing if I can trust anyone. So I'm doing it myself.
Okay.
You can test anything. You can send anything in to these labs.
I didn't know this was such a problem in your life. But yeah, I hope you're not eating lead.
I don't think I am, but I'm going to find out.
Okay.
It's not that expensive either. It's like $80.
You do that. I got to go stream, I think.
Oh yeah, true. Okay.
But today it's a little iffy because I have a showing of Avatar I'm going to in a few hours.
I forgot. Wait, you haven't seen it yet? Wait, why'd you say a showing of Avatar? Why don't you just go say I'm going to see Avatar?
Because, like, we booked tickets for a specific time.
Okay. For some reason, I thought that there was an implication there.
You should come upstairs to the dance floor for the finale of the pod.
Oh, fuck. I just spilled. I told you I'm dropping things.
Oh, my God. What